is the price we pay for love. Today I'd like to revisit the topic of grief. I was home recently in Montreal and had the opportunity to speak with several friends and people I didn't even know who had experienced a significant loss. So I wanted to take a moment and talk about grief. As you know, I've been a neonatal ICU nurse and a licensed grief counselor slash coach for several years. I've heard so many heart-wrenching personal stories relating to grief and loss, and I've had the honor of working with many families who have lost a newborn in the ICU. I'm passionate about helping people learn more about grief because I know that if you don't grieve your losses, you will get stuck in your pain, which in turn can impact other areas of your life. We have to remember that in order to truly begin to heal, we have to go through the pain of grief. I know that doesn't sound like fun, but it is necessary. Grief is universal. We will all experience grief in our lives at one time or another. But although grief is universal, our individual grief is as unique as we are. No one else can experience your grief the way that you do. Grief doesn't look a certain way, so you can't just look at someone and determine if they're grieving or not grieving. And there are several stages to the grieving process, including numbness, depression, anger, bargaining, and acceptance, just to name a few. And you may stay in one stage longer than another stage. We live in a society that tends to avoid grief and pain in general. We want to cover it up, numb it with drugs and alcohol or other types of addictions. But the thing is, grief has to be faced and worked through. We were never really taught how to grieve and the importance of going through a grieving process. Margaret Mead once said, "When a person is born, we rejoice. And when they're married, we jubilate. But when they die, we try to pretend nothing has happened." Why do we do that? Because grief hurts and we don't like experiencing pain. Grief is supposed to hurt. We have to feel the pain so that we can heal the pain. Remember, grief is not a sign of weakness. It's what God gave us to deal with our losses. It's what helps us to find our new normal. Allow God to comfort you as you grieve your losses and allow Him to reveal to you those broken places in your heart so that He can begin the healing process. There's no shame in grief. There's no shame in tears. God gave us tears for a reason. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad, to talk or write about your loss, and to remember your loss. Remember your loved one. Grief has to be dealt with. It doesn't go away just because you ignore it and don't talk about it. It just waits. It waits for you to deal with it. Decide that you're going to grieve well. Understand that grief takes time, so don't rush it. Keep it real and face your truth. Matthew 5:4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Be comforted. I'm Bev Benskin, your life coach with Morning Talk, helping you to live and to grieve well.
Dream alive, don't victory comes in time. Work today to change tomorrow. It gets easier. Who's to say that you can't fly? Every step you take, you get closer to your destination. You can feel it now. Don't you know you're almost there?
Now 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's funny how time flies when you're just loving good gospel music. You just heard Yolanda Adams with Never Give Up. We want to thank Bev Benskin for a beautiful and on time a message in the Word of the Day. I know several of us have lost those of us who were near and dear to us over the past 2 years, whether it was by COVID, complications due to COVID, natural causes, whatever have you, and the grieving process is inevitable. So I do sincerely hope that was a word for you this morning. Coming up, we've got Kirk Franklin, Maverick City, but guess what? Even better, y'all, he will be here in our beautiful country of Canada, of course, in Toronto, sadly. But if you want to make the trip, it would definitely be worth your while and time and money. June 14th, Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin are taking their tour to the Budweiser stage in Toronto. Get your tickets. I'll give you a little more information on that as the date approaches. But this is...
Bless me
by Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin, right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
One, two, three, bless me.
we got in me. Death has been defeated, here's a victory. Bless me, God, not just for me, but so everyone around me can have everything they need. Let all these folks that's with me, God, have everything they need. Bless me, God, in me. Death has been defeated, he is our victory. Bless me, God, not just for me, but so everyone around me can have everything they need. Let all these folks that's with me, God, have everything they need.
All right, now it's 15 minutes after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Prime Time with JB's Powerful Playlist. A few scintillating songs to add to your rotation this coming week. And in this edition of the playlist, we turn our attention to a few mainstream artists not known for recording and singing gospel music, but they're definitely flossing their belief on these tracks. I'm talking about Tank and the Bangas, Major and PJ Morton. But first, we start with Ohio native and 12-time Grammy Award winner John Roger Stevens, aka Mr. John Legend. His father, a musician, his mom, a choir director, he was always tied to church music. A brilliant man, John Legend had admission offers to go to Harvard University, Georgetown University, and Morehouse College before selecting the University of Pennsylvania in his hometown, where he graduated at the top of his class. But what everyone knows about John Legend is that the boy can sing and the boy can play. Here he is with a new single called Free on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Down Moses, way down Moses, go down to Egypt land. Lay down soldiers, lay down those weapons, let peace rush in. Let it wash through the valley, soar to the mountains, fall in the deepest blue sea. Let it fly across the sky, a banner so high that even the rockets will see that there is a God. And I'm just saying, Lord, rain down freedom, rain down till we're all free. Homeless, floating, lost and thrown to chance, yeah. Caged birds singing, break chains so we can do our holy dance. Let them ring through the valley, soar to the mountain, pierce to the core of the earth. Let them sing across the sky, a chorus so high that everyone will know their word. And that there is a God, and we just say, Lord, rain down freedom, rain down till we're all free.
All right, it's 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM, plowing through JB's powerful playlists. Next on the grid is an artist whose voice has captured the next generation of music lovers. I'm talking about the multi-talented Texas native known as Major. He's currently featured on the TV series called Genius on Fox and has a combined 126 million total views on YouTube. This past week, Major returned to his church roots with a brand new single. It's called Whole World in His Hands. Here it is on 90.3 FM here in the Montreal area, CKUT. Minutes after the hour, we're brand spanking live and alive in the CKUT studio for the first time in over 2 years. DC and Brother Chris here holding it down for mind, soul, and spirit in JB's Classic Corner. We're loving this week's powerful playlist that highlights some heavyweights in the mainstream music world who love to sing, write, and record inspirational music. The next artist needs no introduction. His father, Bishop Paul S. Morton, was the founder of the Full Gospel Baptist Church in America. He's the musical director of Maroon 5, and he's a 2021 Grammy Award winner for Best Gospel Album of the Year. I'm talking about R&B recording artist PJ Morton, where he is with, here he is with a Zacardi Cortez, Gene Moore, Daryl Walls of the Walls Group, Tim Rogers, and Sam Oat with a song. It's called The Better Benediction, here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Just wait and see. No need to worry.
All right. Hope you're into the inspirational music made popular by some of today's favorites, which included John Legend, Major, and that last track by PJ Morton. We're going to close out this edition of JB's Powerful Playlist with a rising sensation in the R&B world. They're natives to New Orleans, like PJ Morton, and were recent competition winners in the NPR Tiny Desk Concerts. They're called Tank and the Bangas. Here they are with an inspirational track called Where Do We All Go? On your flagship Sunday morning show, Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Where do you think that people go when they die? What's heaven?
A place above where you can dream whatever you want and have whatever you want.
That's what heaven is to you.
Sky up high, I wonder what's beyond your cover, fading days in, sing your song. Beyond clouds and covers, airplanes fly above us, spreading, heading towards home. It be fading, goes beyond a child's imagination, past the galaxy of thought and patience. Where do we all go when we die?
Beyond the promise of day, Tuesday, who can be sure? Blade of grass, a simple distant glance makes me wonder if I'm further from where I belong. But if you notice, nothing's really promised. Here's to hoping, faces many things, so I've been open. Where do we all go when we die?
Don't be late.
Don't be the day late. Can't be waste.
You can be sure.
Presents our song of the day.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh, yeah. it's over. There's no more use for guns and war. Cost me a lifetime just to gain this sweet reward.
Yeah, streets of gold. Imagine somewhere where life will never end. Never grows old. Oh, my brother, please come with me.
It's what I live for. A place where love will never cease. Willing to die for. Heaven is where I want to be.
There are instructions that we must follow to a T in order to reach them, and there is where can you imagine?
Can you imagine somewhere where life from never end?
Yeah.
One ever close up. Oh, my brother, please come with me.
It's what I live for. A place where love will never.
Have one.
now 19 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Music by Montreal, former Montrealer Michelle Adams with Remind Me. Before that, Anthony David and
Heaven, a classic remake of a BB and CC Winans song that I just fell in love with. Worthy remake, I won't lie. Anthony David, who was the female vocalist on that one, Bone?
Algebra Bless It. A brand new duet. Yes.
Brand new duet. I have to say kudos to you on the powerful playlist. We do miss Jennifer, but this is what happens when one third of our family is not with us. We've got to make do. We've got to represent her to the fullest. So yes. Big up with your options, Chris.
All right.
Picks.
And now it gives us great pleasure to introduce a brother who's been active for several years here in the Montreal area, doing big things in our community. In several communities, I remember seeing on social media his activism in supporting the relief in Haiti. And his latest project is a Christian book fair coming to the Montreal area next week. And it gives us great pleasure to introduce Mr. Sven Telemach. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
Ah, that's that radio voice going down. good work there, bro.
It's been ages, Dorothy, and both of you look amazing. Like I was saying earlier, black don't crack.
Well,
you know, you are our first in-studio guest in over 2 years.
Yes.
This is great.
Yes.
This is great to have somebody kicking it with us on during our show. So
well, that's divine intervention.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So, Sven, the past 2 years, while an inconvenience to many, they've allowed many a social media influencer, many an artist, to really reflect and get themselves all the way together artistically. What have you been up to?
Man, I've been up to a lot. You know, like, regardless of the pandemic, regardless of regulations or whatever, just focusing on the people that need to be served.
Well,
at Union United Church, we've been very busy with our food bank and different social isolation projects to help our seniors experiencing the brunt of the pandemic deal with it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the reasons why I'm here today as well is to invite the community out to our 115th year anniversary that's going down July 9th.
Okay.
For Union United Church.
Yeah, but it's open to the community because Union United Church is not just church members, but it's the whole community.
It's community, exactly.
Yes. It's only $35, and it's going to be July 9th, 4 o'clock. Okay. If anybody would like more information, they can reach out to Outreach at UnionUnitedChurchMTL.ca.
Okay.
And we'll definitely connect them from there. But it's going to be an amazing event to highlight 115 years of its existence. We're talking about the very first black church in Quebec.
Yeah. Mm.
And possibly the longest lasting black institution in Quebec.
Mm.
Now, is that home church for you?
That is home church for me.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So you also have the other project that is set for next weekend. It's a Christian book fair. Tell us about how this thing came about. Who's going to be, which books are going to be highlighted, and who should attend this event?
Well, anyone that loves Christian literature,
yes,
should definitely attend. The name of the conference this year is the 7th one. It's called Rebuild. Our main event is going to be June 11th at Hotel Ruby Foods.
Okay.
You know, it's only $10 if you come in as a family. It's $25.
Okay.
Regardless of how many family members you have.
Right, right.
There's going to be different things going on for different people. We're going to have different conferences going on. If you love literature,
yes,
if you want to write a book, if you want to connect with different authors, if you're someone that's into the arts, you want to come to this event because it's the only one we have in Quebec.
Okay.
It's not going to be all French. It's not going to be all English.
Okay.
It's completely bilingual. It's a great opportunity for you to meet different people that walk in the faith. And this was actually produced by Mireille Mirambeau.
Yes, I think he's been in this on this show before. Is he also Is he an artist as well?
It's a woman, actually.
A woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mireille Mirambeau, who is an amazing woman that does different events like this. And like I said, this is the seventh edition, 7 years, giving aspiring authors, upcoming authors, a platform for them to sell their book, tell their story, and most importantly, empower the kingdom of God.
So we're looking at featuring a number of local writers, local authors who've published works?
Exactly. Okay. A lot of local writers. We're looking at people that are more well-known. There's going to be some conferences. And it's called the Salon du Livre et des Arts Chrétiens Évangéliques.
Okay.
And the website is salondulivrechrétienévangélique.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's really going to be a blessing, that's for sure.
Okay. Is there a number that they can also call for more information if time permits?
Yeah, most definitely. Let me give you that number right now.
Okay.
So the number they could reach if they have any questions or concerns, they can contact me directly at 514-713-2780.
Okay.
And they could text me as well. And yeah, it'd be amazing.
Okay, so 514-713-2780?
80, yes.
Okay, 2780. All right. So the book fair again is next Saturday, June the 11th at Ruby Fou Hotel in Côte de Neige, just within walking distance, somewhere between Namur and De La Savanne Metro. Walking distance, I think it's a little closer to De La Savanne. And right in the Côte de Neige area. And it runs from what time to what time?
I'm about to give you that right now. So it's going to be kind of like an all day thing.
Okay.
One second. We're going to open up 11. We're going to open up as of 11 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to have a panel of youth. We're going to have different speakers. There's going to be painting workshops. Uh-huh. So you can come in as early as 10 o'clock. So it's from 10 to 5:30.
All right.
Now, Svens, I know we've got limited amount of time, but can you just touch on briefly a little bit about rebuild,
rebâtir and rebuild. Why rebuild is because one of the ways that God empowers his people is through the arts.
Okay.
And something that we should never neglect is rebuilding each other with our testimony.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to be giving a conference called It Was Never About You.
Okay.
To empower different people that have a story. In reality, everyone has a story.
Okay.
It's just that some people don't know how to say their story.
Yes.
Sometimes people find too much shame in their story.
Mm.
And something that we need to really understand is that God wants to use your shame, your guilt, and all of that other stuff that we try to hide in order to empower people. We don't need more preachers. We need more testimony.
My Lord.
Right? We need more testimony. And sometimes in testimony, people put so much emphasis on showing how good they are, rather than show how good God is and how messed up we can be.
Come on now.
That gives people hope. That gives people the idea that, you know what, if Chris went through that, you know, if Dorothy went through that, if Jennifer went through that, I can, you know what I mean, get to where I need to go too. God can use me too.
Yeah.
Broken crayons. Yeah.
Still color.
Come on now. All right.
We have been talking with Mr. Sven Telemach here in Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm going to give you the final word before we jump into some music. Sven, any final appeals to the listening audience?
Well, family, the last thing that I want to tell you today is life is like a movie, right? Mm. And some of you right now, you're listening and you want God to give you more time. Why does God... You ever watched a movie that was boring and you wanted to turn it off?
Yes.
Regardless of how old you are today, and I know my Union United Church family is listening. They heard this already. I love all my mothers and fathers there. Remember, live your life in faith.
Yes.
Because that's the script that we need to adhere to, faith. Do not live in fear. Do not succumb to fear. Do not condition yourself by fear, but live in faith. Whether you're 75 or 82, God can still use you. Whether you're only 16, you know, God can still use you. Live your life in faith.
Beautiful.
Walk in faith and do what God called you to do. Stop making excuses. Forget the imposter syndrome. Step out in faith. Mm. Whether it comes to producing your book, whether it comes to just getting on, recording yourself and saying an inspiring message, use everything you got. The same way you, Chris, Dorothy, and Jennifer have been using this platform as a means to impact a lot of people. Mm-hmm. God is going to be upset with a lot of people that are going to the grave full. Mm. Your goal is to go to the grave completely empty. No projects, no ideas, no what ifs, no, I could have. You know, like my mentor, Miles Monroe, Dr. Miles Monroe says, the richest place in the world is the cemetery. Mm. Because people got books, ideas, songs, this, that. Make sure you go to the grave empty.
Beautiful.
Give it all away.
And on that note,
we're going to turn it over to Sincere with Fantasies Fan. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And again, ladies and gentlemen, come out to the Christian Book Fair taking place next Saturday starting at 11 a.m. at Ruby Foo's Hotel. Here's Sincere with Fantasy on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
Just like music. All right, that was music featuring Sincere with Fantasy. This is the only spot on the FM dial you desire on a Sunday morning. CKUT 90.3 FM. It's time for our picks of the week, our weekly highlight that's got our eyes, our ears, our hearts buzzing. And for me, the pick of the week goes to Lake Forest, California, to one of America's largest churches, Saddleback Church, where its founder and senior pastor, Rick Warren, will be turning over the leadership to another gifted spiritual leader, Pastor Andy Wood from Echo Church in San Jose, California. This is big news in the American Christian world because the church Rick Warren founded back in 1980, 42 years ago, currently boasts over 25,000 worshipers every Sunday morning. It is the church that both Barack Obama and the late John McCain spoke at during their bids to be the next president. It is the church that has baptized over 50,000 people since it's opened up its doors. Rick Warren has elected to retire from his role as senior pastor due to health issues. The new pastor, Andy Wood, will assume the role of senior pastor this September. To whom much is given, much will be required.
Hey.
Luke 12:48. We wish Pastor Andy Wood the favor of the Lord as he takes on the monumental task of leading thousands towards salvation. That is my pick of the week. Dee, what you got?
Well, being a proud Bajan Canadian, my pick of the week goes out to Prime Minister Mia Motley. It's a bow and a curtsy to our Auntie Mia. She has been named among Time Magazine's 100 most influential people of 2022. Of course, you know, in 2018, she became Barbados' first female prime minister, being a source of pride and inspiration not to just Bajan women, but women everywhere. She joins the ranks of U.S. President Joe Biden and UK President Volodymyr Zelensky on the Time Magazine 2022 list, which was announced actually back in May 24th, but since we weren't able, I haven't been in studio, I wasn't able to share with you all. But kudos, Madam Motley, and that's my pick of the week.
All right, we got just a couple of minutes to go before all things close down here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. So just a couple of announcements, including Seniors with Swag, Style, Ooh. Wisdom, Attitude, and Grace, Elevated Conversations, facilitated by Sophia Bishop, Dinner Awards, and Fashion Show, brought to you courtesy of Playmass. Saturday, June the 11th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Dawson College, 3040 Sherbrooke Street West in downtown Montreal. For all the information regarding that event, 514-620-6612. That's 620-6612. Or you can log on to playmassmontreal.com.
I want to send birthday love out to Mike Greaves, Jennifer Cole, Janine Burt out in Paris, apparently. Happy belated birthday to Tanya Miller, Mustafa Douglas, Getty LeConte, and former R&B royalty Carl Henry, who now is worship leader, I believe, at Resurrection Center. I want to send a happy birthday to my choir mate Gigi, and on today, our former choir mate, aka Blue River, Rowan Higgins. Happy birthday to Patrick Watt, and in advance to a very special lady, Ms. Ivy Lynn Fleming. I want to send congratulations to all our 2000 grads, our grads of 2022. A special shout out to Dr. Alvina Ryan, a childhood friend of ours.
Absolutely.
Who made her
congratulations,
letters.
Alvina, for achieving her doctorate just this past weekend.
And Sabi Camila Hingston, who we plan to have in studio sooner than later. Shout out to congratulations on achieving your master's degree. Chris?
All right. We go out with music featuring Naomi Rain with Not Ready here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
To the war. Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.